Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
If you are not here for an engagement, then get out.
I don't think she's gonna find love.
Oh, bruh. Bang slap. Bruh. Bang slap.
Okay, you know what? Okay. Kanye West, he was caught wearing a metallic ski mask. Y'all, it was 80 degrees in LA yesterday.
I mean, how do I get my booty and boobs back?
Hot girl summer. Slide into bed with us starting right now. Yeah! Woo! Welcome to Nightly Pop. I mean, surprise, Lonnie, love is back. Yeah. Get closer.
Lonnie, much closer.
Hunter, I feel like, had something to do with this. I feel like he finally, they read his 500 emails. We are now closer together because we are no longer 6 feet apart.
I wasn't even emailing the company. I was emailing the CDC. I said, guys, we got to figure this out.
With The Bachelorette, you guys, because the wait is over. The new season finally premiered tonight. We're not going to give any spoilers if you haven't caught up, but there is one moment that they've been teasing.
I made my intentions very clear about why I am here.
What is happening is so wrong.
A bomb was dropped on me about multiple people still here for the wrong reason.
He's some sort of manipulative psychopath.
I didn't come here for the bromance.
If you are not here for an engagement, get out.
I mean, I don't want to be rude.
I don't think she's going to find love.
If anyone that's here. That's not what I was going to say.
If anyone here.
I wasn't going to say
not
that.
Here for the right face.
Is it me? There's no shade. She's beautiful. But
don't do it. Don't do it, Nita.
Don't say nothing?
Don't say it.
Okay. I'm not trying to be rude, but.
Say it.
Don't.
She seems like the most basic of bitches, no?
Nita Parker.
But she seems very basic to me. And not even in looks. Personality, she seems a little boring. She's very dry.
Tell us how you really feel.
I don't mean to come for her.
You know why?
I am sure, this is the thing, when you're a nice person, you make boring TV. So I'm not saying that she's a bad person, but I feel like there should be a little more edge to The Bachelorette.
No, no, not anymore. I think they're trying to find people who they're very sure have never done anything super f***ed up in the past to get canceled. Mm-hmm. This woman I don't think has ever had a party anyway.
Yeah,
after they went through with The Bachelor and that whole thing, it's like they just went back to basics.
It's more the guys I think I would watch for. Would you cry over a woman you just met a week ago?
I didn't cry over my 5-year relationship.
Oh, my God.
You know, so we broke up.
That's right. You let them know. You ain't crying over no bitches.
I'll let them know. I have trouble connecting to my emotions.
A lot of these guys have applied for the show before they even knew who The Bachelorette was.
Oh, really?
Because they have to vet these guys. They have to make sure they're, you know, psychologically sound. It takes time to do that. So I feel like a lot of them are just
Yeah,
like,
he don't look sound.
You know.
He's cute.
But he don't look sound at all.
He looks like he could be a sketch.
He would be hot with a beard.
He could be a sketch for like a woman.
If this guy had a beard, he could get it.
If that guy had a beard, he was a little bit, he had his ears stuck out a little more, he was a little bit paler, he could be real sexy to Nina.
Hunter. He would look like Hunter.
No, if he would not look like Hunter! You guys are sick! This is a sickness.
Go back now.
Maybe he does look like Hunter. Where am I?
Get the eyes.
Oh, my God.
asked me to ask you about a date that you had on Friday.
First of all, we didn't have a date.
Okay.
Why are you bringing this up on the show?
I didn't bring it up.
He asked me to ask you. He asked me to ask you. So what happened? Because we usually talk.
Lonnie brought it
up. And you didn't tell me you had a date.
We didn't have a date, Lonnie. I had to get my car washed and waxed.
Okay.
And I asked him if he want, because the first of all, the honest truth is, it was gonna take them 2 hours to do the car. I didn't have nothing to do. I asked him if he wanted to go to lunch.
Oh, so y'all did have a date.
We went to lunch.
No, because let's be honest.
Did you pay for me?
I did, actually.
No, you didn't, you liar.
I swear to God.
No, you didn't. I Venmo'd you money.
But I paid for her.
First of all, the lunch was $30.
That's still a date.
You hear the wows?
Also, let's just be clear. She got alcohol for lunch. So she wanted it to turn into something more.
I did. I got to meet Tanita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a date. I didn't want to pay because I thought there might be some rules against it within the company.
All right, let's move on and talk about Kanye.
Kanye seems to
be... I'm about to turn into that guy from The Bachelorette, okay?
It's ridiculous. Let's talk about Kanye West, because apparently Kanye has been trying to stay out of the spotlight, but his idea of going incognito may have been a big fail yesterday. Uh-huh. He was caught wearing a metallic ski mask. You know what? I hadn't even seen the damn picture. He looks a damn mess. What is he doing? He's wearing a metallic ski mask. Y'all, it was 80 degrees in LA yesterday. It was 80 damn degrees. And he also has on a parka. They know who you are, sir. You know, this is what happens when you no longer have your wife in your life. You start doing dumb You know, you don't know how to dress anymore. You don't know what lunch to eat. Men without their wives are a lot. They're walking through the streets like, I don't know what's up, what's up, what's down.
They need their wives, absolutely right.
Yeah.
And then Jeff Bezos just announced he's going to fly to the moon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, his wife would have been like, you ain't taking your ass to space. Sit down.
Yeah, because see, side bitches don't care. They'd be like, whatever you want.
Right, exactly.
If I was married to the richest man on the planet, I'd be like, you should go on that space trip.
Yeah.
It's good for us. It's good for you.
I feel like single you makes really crazy decisions. Like, if we were married, I'd have you in line.
Do you see how she thinks about it, though, all the time? You see how she puts herself in those imaginary situations of if we were married?
All right, it looks like Meg Thee Stallion is about to drop something major for the summer. She stands with a futuristic video saying her alter ego, Tina Snow, is back. She even showed the status of her health and her knees. I mean, it looks like she's recharging.
Yes.
Charged up.
Yeah. She had to get them knees a break, though.
Yeah.
She had to put them on ice for about a year, 6 months, you know. So good for her. I'm ready.
She's gotten me into really working out my knees, you know what I mean? So it's them things pop and they creak, but they work. So
like this, look at that.
Yeah.
I do.
And look how quick you came back.
Girl, stop it.
Look how quick you came back. Yeah, we should test out everybody's knees. What do your knees do?
Oh, his
my knees. Do everything. You want to see some crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, so this back one, watch this. That's like a straight knee. Watch this. Ka-chow!
Oh my God, I just heard it! Hunter!
Yeah, they both do it too.
Oh my God!
They both do it.
Oh yes!
So what happened was my mom cheated on my dad with a flamingo. That's a true story. Which explains my pinkish hue as well.
So bad. I'm so sorry.
You think she's gonna be mad? Imagine how my
Flamingo.
I don't call him Dad, but I call him Mr. Flamingo.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. All right, moving on. Is Scott Disick trying to one-up Courtney and Travis's PDA shots? So he posted this picture of his girlfriend Amelia in a thong reaching for something on a shelf with the comment, a little higher, almost there. This is doing the most.
I can smell it.
Bonnie!
What is happening?
Like, we shouldn't know this much about what she's doing.
No.
I do like this photo a lot for some reason. I think, I don't know if it's artistic. I like books a lot. Oh, there are books in there.
Oh, my God. This is definitely him trying to step his game up. He wasn't posting stuff like this of Sophia.
Exactly.
Well.
Or maybe Sophia wasn't allowing him to.
Right, exactly. But this girl lets him kind of do whatever she wants to do, what he wants to do.
I mean, Courtney don't care about this.
No,
Courtney is in love.
Let me tell you something. Courtney is getting down by Travis, honey. She's probably looking at this and laughing because she knows what Scott is giving.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, she's had that. All right, we gotta take a break. But coming up next, a spa that really slaps, literally. Plus, the scariest pool in the world is now open, but are you diving in? That is next. Ow!
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back. All right, look, we know you want to get turned up this summer, and nobody wants to miss out, especially if you're trying to hook up or if you're trying to travel. So is it time for FOMO or no-no? I think it is. All right, first dates make you nervous. This might help, or it could make it worse, because people in New York City are trying something called updating. So updating is when two singles blindfold themselves and go on a first date in front of a live audience, and then the magic happens.
I mean, you know, just resistant weight training, high intensity interval training, cardio, and then it's pretty simple. I started stretching in the last year because I was lacking in that department, and there we go. Let's hear it.
Okay, he listened to his workout routine. I guess that's interesting to somebody. What would be your strategy, though, if you're doing this? Are you talking about your workout routine, or?
I would talk about how I weigh 230 pounds, pure muscle, being 7 foot, hard to get through certain doors. I'd get her to say yes to the second date, and then blindfolds off, I'd be like, gotcha, bitch. We're going, though. We're locked in.
You're already locked
this
in.
This is nothing new. This is called a dating game.
Yeah.
Okay? People look it up, okay? No. Would I want to do this? No. I got to see. I got to look at that.
Oh, what makes you think you're going to see it? Lottie.
That's how I am on the first date. You know what it feels like to be a big
guy?
To be
five. I don't want her to get hit in the face by
Oh, my God.
Boy!
Is this FOMO or no-no?
I would say no-no.
Would you do this?
Yes, he would.
I don't know. As a guy, the physicality is such a big part. Like, I want to be attracted to the person. But maybe it's what I need to not care as much about the physical aspect of a date.
Yeah, I need that, too. I need to... There's a lot of... Not to be shallow, but you don't have to... Not everybody has to find you attractive, but I have to find you attractive. This is the thing. There are people who are attractive that I'm not attracted to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they could be very hot by society standards, and I'm still not... You know, I may not have... There may be something about them that doesn't, you know, work for me. Like, I like oddities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like oddities and
On
things like that.
On a handsome man, you like an oddity.
Oh, what?
You like a guy with a nose where it points a little bit down. Look at that. That's the type of guy Nina likes. Ew, gross. Look at that ugly guy Nina's settling for.
Whatever.
A man on television.
So it's no-no for you too, right?
Yes, yeah, no-no. All right, now, if you want to get that special someone a relaxing gift, how about a spa day? A vlogger is going viral after sharing his trip with his friends to a Turkish bathhouse. Is this a joke? Do they slap you like this?
Yes. That turned me on just looking at it. Ooh. Yes, hit me, baby.
Lottie!
Slap me with lather. Yes, show it again. Look at that, right there.
He was slapping him pretty close to his Reese's Pieces.
Ooh, that feel good.
Now we know how to get Lonnie to cheat in like a cheating test. We just call her and go, would you like a massage?
A Turkish massage, clearly. Yeah. She needs that slapping.
You think that looks good? Oh, that feels like it's gonna be good. Oh, slap me in my back. Get that.
Hello, Lonnie? Did you leave us?
Oh, okay.
Girl, come back. Come back to us. I think she left for a second.
But now we know what Lonnie's kink is, for sure.
Yeah, Lonnie's kink is
slapping. She likes a little bit of aggression. You like
slapping and pickles with peppermint.
I like it. Look at that. It looks so relaxing, too.
I like how, for me, it's terrifying, the idea of, like, getting slapped, especially, like, on the leg.
He's slapping him, you know, very close to his kibbles and bits.
No, because he rubs and then he slaps. See, that's the
key.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You gotta rub, then you slap.
Oh.
Rub, then slap.
Rub, then slap. Can someone turn this into a song? Because that was pretty sexy.
No, it wasn't.
You rub, then you slap.
Nina,
okay, you know what? Okay.
And that's the end of the song, baby.
FOMO or no, no?
FOMO.
FOMO for sure.
No, no for me. Good night. Here's a date that will scare the hell out of people who are afraid of heights and water. The world's first floating pool is completely transparent and 10 stories up between two residential buildings in London. This looks like danger in the air, you guys. Supposedly, it's supposed to feel like you're floating. Is this a FOMO or no-no for you? Because I'm not doing it.
I like swimming. I like water. I like sun.
Yeah, do you like it on top of a building in a glass that looks like it's about to crack?
I would do it.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
It looks secure.
Also, Nina, do not pretend that you're not loving this summer weather. You got the summer bod going. You tell me you don't want everybody to see you from all angles.
No, around. I do not. No. Not up there.
I want
everybody to see me.
That's not how you were at the pool party that we went to.
Oh, my God.
You were
what
loving
happened?
That water. Look at this smile.
Shut up.
She was swimming with her butt up out of the water for a photo. We have all the photos, too. I mean, she was living.
You swim with your butt out if you swim. You swim and your butt is up. What are you talking about?
Tell that to every swimmer ever. That's not aerodynamic at all.
If you have a booty, it floats up to the top. What are you talking about? That's natural. Hello? Yeah, but
you know what you need?
What?
Rub.
Okay, you know what? This is out of control. We gotta take a break to regroup. I'm never doing anything with Hunter again. We're coming up. Why you should never loan Harry Potter DVDs to a stripper. Stripped from the headlines is next. I don't know what's happening. Hopefully we've calmed down. Welcome back. It's a two-drink minimum. And Hunter just, you know, can't keep his hands to himself because the next of these stories are clothing optional. Who's ready for Strip from the Headlines?
Yeah!
All right. So first up, we have a video from Paradise, Nevada, which was also just named the horniest city in America.
Woo!
Apparently, the town is facing a very serious economic crisis. I guess they'll probably get more strippers with the signage?
Signage also said, it was a joke, and it says, we even want the ugly girls.
I'll tell you right now, they've been accepting ugly girls for a while. Okay? You go for the lunch break on a Tuesday.
In Paradise, Nevada? Paradise, Nevada ain't getting the top-notch ones. I am so sorry. You know, you can still be a bad bitch with a cigarette burn, but they gonna have them. Paradise, Nevada stripper. Don't, you know. It's... like, come on.
Listen, I love strippers. I just want to be clear. I love all strippers.
Yeah, we love all the ones. And in Paradise, Nevada, I'm sure the strippers are fine. We just playing.
Right, we're not going to go.
Hey, I might need a job for the summer.
Yeah, we might not be in that thing. All right. Lonnie working on her knees, so you never know.
Hey, all right. Put a pool in there, Nina will do some tricks.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now. You can get some... Pool's gonna need a money filter.
Oh my God. Don't be mad because I was a little mermaid. Anyway, next, a local news story for 2014 is going viral on Twitter again. 50 Cent and Bow Wow are even weighing in. We wanna thank Fox 26 in Houston for first shedding light on this important case.
I have had situations in the past where customers have followed me home. I've had to move twice.
But having a customer sue her is a first for the statuesque dancer who calls herself Nomi.
He was becoming a regular, and we did become friends.
We had a dating relationship, and On May 3rd, we had broken up.
Robert Wallace says he loaned the dancer about
$2,000,
and he wants it back, along with a laptop and some DVDs.
I don't believe in loans because I don't want to pay anybody back.
Since the word loan doesn't seem to be in Nomi's vocabulary, and Robert says the cash and other items were not gifts, it looks like an out-of-court settlement is out of the question.
I've given him gifts too. You know, I mean, how do I get my booty and boobs back?
How you get it back? All this ass and boobs.
I'm sorry, does somebody need to... Robert, we don't know where you're at now. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. This wasn't your girlfriend, Robert.
Listen, I do think that he was under the statuesque spell that she had going on. I bet you he thought
Robert!
They were getting married. He's like, this $2,000 going to a joint bank account soon enough anyway.
Robert needs to go to Paradise, Nevada.
All right, not everyone needs to go to the club to get the benefits of working the pole. This mom shared her 120-pound weight loss journey on TikTok, and it all started by her installing a pole in her living room. Okay, girl. Wow. She's
amazing.
Great. That is really a crazy, like, pole dancing is a core workout.
It's hard.
Are you tempted to get a pole?
No, because I did one for a movie. I was in the movie Mother's Day, and I had to do a pole. No.
It,
like, all up in here, yeah. It was a disaster. It was me, Jason Sudeikis. He was cracking up. I was like, no, I'm not acting right now. I really can't maneuver this pole. It is so hard, so I am so proud of her.
Yeah.
And you can tell how, you know, the more and more she did it, her confidence not only came, like, in her body, but even how she presented herself.
Yeah.
You know? But
she looks very good.
I'm afraid the pole will come down in my house.
Yeah.
I'll do it. It'd be fun.
I feel
like pole dancing is the last frontier that straight guys haven't tried to infiltrate because there's cute girls there. Like, we have gone to hair salons being like, yeah, I need to get my buzz cut at a hair salon. And then we've gone to yoga classes.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we like frozen yogurt.
Right.
We didn't like frozen yogurt before. Now, pole dancing classes, why not?
Yeah.
That's the place to go.
Yeah, it's an intense workout. I did a pole dancing class, and I felt sore in every single part of my body. Like, it literally works out almost every single muscle.
I mean, Jesus. To be able to do that, that's why the girls get the dollars.
Yeah. It is an art to it. It is very beautiful. Like,
it
the
is.
Things that women can do on those poles is no joke. Like, it needs to be respected.
But I also just want to let everybody know, watching right now, that's not the reason guys are giving you money.
We are out of time. Set your DVRs for an all-new episode of Nightly Pop. We will see you tomorrow.